This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 226, Why Time Management on IELTS Writing Stops Your 7.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, find out why one student got a 6 in writing because of timing and learn what he can do to get that score up to a 7. Hey, Jessica, what's shaking?
Hey, Lindsay. I feel like both of us have worked a lot this week, and as we're recording this today, We're kind of really trying to motivate this energy into our voice. I hope our listeners can hear how we're really trying to make this the best episode podcast we can, even if we're a little bit tired.
Yeah, no, it's true. We always record this on Friday afternoons, and by this time we're both so burnt out that we do our best. But actually, I usually experience a burst in energy after we record because it's so much fun recording. That's why we record so much.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay, we are doing our best.
We're excited
to be here.
That's right. You got it. And the weekend is just around the corner. I like that expression, just around the corner. That's a good one.
I know that could totally be used so many places on the speaking test, guys. In speaking part one, if you're asked about like future plans for stuff, what you're doing this weekend or school or work or anything, you could be like, my dream is just around the corner. Right? That's why I'm working so hard on IELTS.
I love that. I love that. So guys, write that one down. You know, the best place to get natural expressions is in these little back and forth conversations we have at the beginning. It's not just a waste of your time, guys. You know, we're having small talk. We're talking about fun things in our lives and your lives. And so write down what you hear because that is real natural English. That's really going to impress the examiner.
Exactly. We don't plan this stuff. We don't like script out what we're writing here.
No way.
What we're writing.
Who
what
has
we're
time for
talking
that?
About. I know. This isn't textbook English. This is real life 7, 8, right? We should stop talking higher. About sevens because so many of our students are getting 8s now.
I know.
This is like real life band score 8 stuff here.
You got it.
So we had some comments in our Facebook group. We had one specifically that we wanted to talk about today because he actually, when this person posted, he wants other students to learn from his experience on the recent exam. So he shared his scores. Wait, is it a man or a woman? I can't tell from the name.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure, actually. We don't know. We don't know because we haven't met with this student. Have you met? We haven't met with this student at
no,
all.
No, the student has not been in any of the power hours yet.
Okay.
So I keep saying he. I'll just keep saying he.
Yeah.
So let me read you guys. All right. So 7 overall, like awesome. Amazing.
Awesome.
Right.
Awesome.
But the only problem is that this student got a 6 in writing because of some very specific mistakes that he knows he made, and that's why he wanted to share it with other students. Okay. So he says, my mistake during my last exam was, 1, I did my task 1 essay in more than 20 minutes. It took me 30 minutes to complete it. And 2, therefore, I didn't have enough time to recheck both of my essays. And then he has some emojis and he's like, guys, please make sure you don't repeat the same mistake that I did. So we're going to talk about that timing in a second and why it's important. But he continued with some more positive stuff and he said, don't forget to use all the speaking tips given by Jessica and Lindsay. My examiner was quite shocked when I answered one of my speaking questions. The question was, do you like to learn about history? And his answer was, well, I enjoyed the subject of history because my history teacher was super cool and awesome. And he said that the examiner smiled when she heard him say super cool and awesome. And he thinks that really like set the tone for the rest of his exam, and he did get a 7 in speaking.
Oh, yes. That's awesome.
I know. So in our course, guys, we do outline the 7 and higher slang and, you know, all of these phrases to make the examiner smile and help give you that 7 or 8. So
yeah, we do have a bonus, right, Jessica? We have a speaking bonus, which gives you about 10 of those awesome vocabulary words that will make the examiner smile and will set the tone, as you said, Jessica, for that 7 or higher. So that is in our course. Yeah. He must have used that. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I know. So that was really cute. That was really awesome to read that. So let's talk about the timing. Okay. So for task 1, you should spend no more than 20 minutes, right? So that's really what killed that score. And again, like he still got a 6, which is acceptable for some universities, but what he needs is an overall 7. Okay.
Okay.
So having that time strategy is so important. And that is something we do spend a lot of time on in the course, teaching you that and helping you to practice that. But of course, on test day, like, you get nervous, you kind of lose track of stuff, and it's tough. That's why we need to sit down. If you have your study plan in front of you, you need to schedule the 2 weeks before the exam, you guys. You need to sit down at least 3 times a week for 1 hour and practice this timing. It's not going to happen naturally on test day. How it breaks down is 20 minutes for task 1. You should only actually have 10 minutes to write that letter or that essay because, well, I would say 12 minutes. You should take 3 to 4 minutes to plan. Mm-hmm. And in the letter, guys, this is important. You need to brainstorm very specific creative ideas for each bullet point. That's not going to happen in 2 minutes. So you need to have, I would say, 4 minutes to brainstorm. And in the academic, guys, you need to take the time to read everything. Make sure you understand what these numbers mean. And you need that couple minutes to use our strategy from the course for how to choose the important numbers, how to figure out what the overall trend is, and how to organize these numbers into 2 clear groups. Okay. This strategy, guys, is all you need to tackle every task 1 question that the exam gives you.
Yeah.
Even these like super difficult tables with looks like there's like thousands of numbers on there. Guys, it doesn't matter. All you need is our 1 3-step strategy for choosing the important numbers, putting them in your essay.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good, because it would be hard to remember a bunch of different strategies for writing. I mean, if there's just 1 strategy, we can walk in and we can make sure we practice it a lot before the exam.
Exactly. And I mean, shoot, I have seen IELTS teachers give students different strategies for each type of task 1 question, or, you know, this strategy for a pie chart, this strategy for a bar graph. Like, you don't, it's ridiculous. It's such a waste of time, and it's confusing and bad. Yeah. So again, like, all you need is our 1 3-step strategy for every task 1 question the exam gives you.
Awesome.
Okay. So you have 3 or 4 minutes of planning, and then take, you know, 12 minutes approximately of writing, but you do need to practice this timing because you must allow yourself 3 or 4 minutes to check your essay. You have to. So each step is important because it has to do with a different part of your score. We plan to get high scores in task achievement, task response, and cohesion and coherence. That's why planning is so important. It helps you come up with strong ideas and to organize those ideas. So that's what those scores deal with. And we have to leave time to check in order to get the highest scores for vocabulary and grammar.
Awesome. If you're ready to go one level deeper than this podcast and get a taste of our strategies, you can get our free Insider Masterclass. Go to allearsenglish.com/insider to get video 1 now for free. allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Wow. It's totally reverse engineered. I love it. Directly from the scoring system. It's brilliant.
I'm so
impressed. Thank you.
And then, so how the timing breaks down for task 2, again, same reasons why, right? Connects to the scores directly, but you need all 3 steps to get the highest scores. So In the brainstorming, I would say 5 minutes for brainstorming in task two. I take longer personally because that's where I organize everything. Like, this brainstorming part is really the most important part of my writing process, and probably for most of our students as well. That's mm-hmm. where you organize your essay, is in this planning, this brainstorming stage. So yeah. Take 5 minutes for that at least. Take approximately 30 minutes to actually write those four paragraphs. And again, guys, if your teacher is telling you five paragraphs or it depends on the question, just blah, don't listen to that. You only need four paragraphs for every kind of question IELTS gives you. So
good. Okay.
30 minutes for that. And then again, guys, you must leave 5 minutes to check your work in order to get the highest scores for vocab and grammar.
Excellent. I love it. So the one piece that maybe the student had really gone through the course and had really, because mm-hmm. obviously there's much more depth to it, and we don't go through everything on this podcast, guys, and we go through all the intricacies of this in the course and give you a chance to practice on your own. But mm-hmm. maybe one thing that this student could have done was join us in the power hour to get feedback on the writing, because we never saw his writing, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, and in the power hour, I also help students with their study plan. So sometimes mm-hmm. students are like, you know, they meet me and I say, okay, this grade was excellent. Like, you did a great job on this. I think you're going to get your target score. How long did it take you to write your essay? And they're like, I spent about an hour on this task too. So not only does it increase your scores, like we've talked about, just meeting with these students has increased their scores by 2 band points in some cases, but I can also help you with your study plan for what to do before the test. So, for example, if this student had met me in the power hour and said, oh my gosh, I have my exam next week, then I would say, okay, like, you need to sit down 4 times next week, give yourself that hour, have your timer in front of you, right? Make sure exactly you're spending exactly 4 minutes planning, exactly 12 minutes writing. And then you have to leave yourself that 3 minutes to check. Like, so I also remind you, maybe you already know it from the course, but I help remind you, like, you do need to sit down and practice these strategies such and such amount of times before your test.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. But I do think that this student is really on his way. I mean, it's really one more try. You know, maybe if he went back and went through the writing module one more time, Jessica, I mean, what would you recommend that this student do now? Like, if he's going to take it again in another month, what would be your recommendation for how to go get that 7 in writing?
Well, you know, without actually seeing his writing, I mean, it might be another issue. He might not have... like, for the general training letter, for example, he might not have addressed all 3 bullet points in a balanced way. He might not have had the right tone in his vocabulary. Like, there might be another issue that I don't know about, because I haven't seen him in the power hour or any of the classes. But if it is just a case of timing, like he thinks, and he's, you know, maybe he's correct. He's probably right. If it's just an issue of timing, in that case, exactly, go through the writing module one more time. Make sure all of those fundamental things are there to get that high score. And then sit down. If you're going to take the test in a month, sit down twice a week for that hour and really just work on that timing. That's it. Like, have your timer in front of you and just practice that timing. Train yourself to know what it feels like to spend 3 minutes planning. Train yourself so you know what it feels like to produce an essay in 12 minutes. Awesome. You know, that's really all he needs to do.
Okay. But the important thing is, this student does have a good, like, he's well on his way. Like I said before,
for sure.
He understood that the biggest mistake was the timing. And that's because he had learned a framework that includes timing, right? So I think he's already way ahead of a lot of students that don't take the time to go through a course in a good system. So guys, if you feel like you don't have a handle on timing, if a timing is a problem for you, we really go into a lot of depth in that in our course. So go over to allearsenglish.com/KEYS to get in there.
And just the fact that he, you know, did not have enough time to check his essays. He did not check his essays at all. That's what he said. He didn't have the time. And he spent 30 minutes on task one. That means he only had 30 minutes to write his task two essay. And with all of these challenges, he still got a 6.
I know. Right? That's pretty awesome. Like, and an overall 7.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So obviously he is on his way, and I have no doubt that he could get that 7 or higher for writing. And if he just organized his time, because even without it, he's still got a six. So I really don't think it'll be a problem for him.
Awesome. I like it. Good advice. We want to wish this student the best of luck, as well as the other students in our course and the students who will soon be in our course. If you guys are listening to this podcast and you need to go deeper in a more step-by-step format, come over and join us in Three Keys IELTS.
Yeah, I would love to meet you guys.
Yeah, very cool. All right, excellent, Jessica. We'll be back here tomorrow. See you then.
All right, sounds good. All have right, a good day, Lindsay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.